We are learning Maseches Baba Metzia, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting from the two dots. Metzias Avdoi v'Shifchoso Ya'ivrim Harei Hu Shel Atzman. It says in our Mishnah that if it's an Eved Ivri or a Shifcha Avriya, the halacha is Amav Avriya is the right way to say it, is Harei Hu Shel Atzman. The Metzia belongs to them. Now you can ask me, which the Tosfos actually asks, that why do you say here is also the kind of Eva? Like we just said, if you say Mechal Shulchan Aviv, Yoavid, isn't the Eved Ivri say Mechal Shulchan Aviv? The say Mechal Shulchan Rabbi? Eved Tais Rosh, it's not true. They are paying for their food. They're working like a dog. They're working hard. So that, there's no Eva. They're working for their food. Masha'in Kain, the children sometimes don't work for their food, and therefore that's why there is Eva. Okay, that's what Tais Rosh speaks out. So tomorrow cash like this. Amai, what's pshat that the Eved Ivri keeps the Metzia for himself? Amai loyel a poil is not worse than a poil. But time with the Raisa, Metzias poil atzmoi, that a Metzia of a poil goes to himself. Medvar amurim is mancha omaloy nachashim vayoyim. When you hire him for a specific job, you hire him to plow or to weed or to prune the trees or adam yayoyim to plow with me, then the halacha is that Metzia belongs to them. Now, for omaloy, I say in my malacha, you tell a poil, you hired for the day for all my work today. I say in the malacha, you're in mitzvah. Oshel baal bayis, mitzvah goes to baal bayis. That's what I remember before. So here, the Eved Ivri is ein lecha gadol mizev malacha ayoyim. So what's pshat that goes to him? It should go to the master. Amar Rav Chiya v'Abba, Amar Yechonon. We three truths into this kasha. Teretz number one: Halcha be'eved noikem v'agolius askinon. We're talking about an eved that you hire for a specific job. This eved was a knew how to string pearls. And he was a very hard job, and he's the only one who knows how to do it. It's a very professional job, and he had to be very unique. And therefore, Shein Rabbi writes the Shnei Shavlach Acheres. The Rabbi wants him to only do that, and therefore, Metzia is not part of his job description. So if he picks up Metzia, he has to deduct the time it took from the payment he's getting paid. He has to deduct that from the payment because Maisa he didn't do his job Noikim Agerlius, but the Avedo will belong to him because that's not part of his job. His job is a specific job. Basically, we're saying in case of Eved Ivri, that's Adorim Mayayim, that it's only for a specific job. That's Teretz number one. And here, the rabbi does not want him to go look for Avedis. So here, when he does that, he's not doing the rabbi's job. He'll have to pay for, have to deduct it, but he doesn't get the Avedo goes to him. That's Teretz number one. Rav Amar, Teretz number two, Merbiyam Metziyam Alachta Yaskinon, we're talking about his Eved Ivri, was able to do his work and pick up the Metzia at the same time. He can multitask. He was okay, so he was on the trip, on the way, walking to do a job for his rabbi, to bring something, a delivery, and he found the Metzia, and as he walked, he picked it up. So therefore, it's not, it goes to him, it does not belong to the rabbi. Teretz number three, Rav Papa Amar, Kegoyin Shesokri Lukoy Metzias. You know what the halacha is? The halacha is a pile who you hired for work. The Metzia belongs to him. And what do we mean before, on the Brisa before, of Daf Yud, which is brought down here, the Brisa that says that if you hire him from Halacha, he's allowed, then the Metzia goes to the master, goes to the Baal Bayis. You know what the case is? When you hired the worker to find Metzias. That's what you did. It's because you suck a lack of Metzias. You hired him to find Metzias. Ve'echidami, the Akvi Agma V'Kavri. What happened was that there was a flood, the water line came into the city, then went back, then receded. So it left a bunch of fish on the beach, and he hired him to pick up the fish. A lot of fish over there to pick up the fish. So the Metzias, he hired him to find Metzias. Since he hired him to find Metzias, that's why the Metzias goes to the rabbi. So a Papa's Teretz is a whole new Teretz, saying this Vada, a worker keeps his Metzias. The case that said that the worker, Metzia goes to the Baal Bayis, this is where you hire him to find Metzias. And how do you read the Brisa then? So you look at Tosfos Rav Shach Sakhar, which is on the bottom, close to the bottom. V'achi Perusha the Brisa. V'med v'aramurim, v'zman sh'om la'aseimi, v'oysa inyan shuhu. It's only if you tell him to work, like, v'oysa inyan shuhu, k'vay nachashim ha'yoyim, that type of thing. V'om la'aseimi v'loch al sh'om Metzias, then not. So that's v'med v'aramurim. When do we say the Metzia goes to him? When it's a regular job, any type of job. V'ashainke, when it's Metzias, then, huh? Today, because it wasn't every day, that was a pile for the day. Either way, it's Hayyim. Either Malach Hayyim was also. If you hire him to Metzias Hayyim, so then the halacha is, it goes to the Baal Bayis. Are you going to ask me, that's pretty obvious. If I hire a guy to find Metzias, so the Metzias goes to him, that, like, you know, you got to tell me a mission like that? I would think that's pretty partial. That's a good kasha. And the Tosfos Rosh asked the kasha. Tosfos Rosh answers like this. I read the Lashon inside. Emphat Tosfos Rosh, the Kamas Malon, that filu agbia metziah cheres l'ba abayis. Shloi Taimar, you shouldn't say, dafka dogim, da'ana metziah yedua. You hired him not to find like a gold ring. You hired him to pick up the fish. Av metziah cheres l'sokru. L'asik ba abayis ataita shim to metziah. Kamas Malon, that's the Kamas Malon. It's Kamas Malon taka. I hired him to pick up fish. L'maisa, I called him Matthias, but I hired him to pick a fish. And I said, no, I said Matthias, that includes that gold ring that you found. So the other case was the Oma of Ria, Shifcha of Ria. So hi Shifcha Echidami. What is the case of Ria? So before we start, let's just learn a little, remind ourselves of Masechet Kedushin. Most of the members of Masechet Kedushin, let's just remind ourselves a few halachas of Masechet Kedushin. An Oma of Ria could only be sold by the father. After she's already a gedolah, she can't sell herself Amma Avriya. It's only Eved Avriya. Amma Avriya is only a father sells her, and she goes out with Shtei Cyrus. Now, the father only can sell her when she's a ketana. After she's a gedolah, the father cannot sell her. The father actually gets her shvach until she's a bigris, even when she's an ira. But you only can sell her until she has Shtei Cyrus, because the Mormon there makes a kavah chaimer. If she goes out with Shtei Cyrus, of course, you can't sell her after Shtei Cyrus. So that's the halacha. So now here, this Amma Avriya, let's try to analyze what the case is. Remember, Amma Avriya, a ketana, even an Ira, who finds a Metziah, goes to the father Medaraisa. It's called Shvach Nurei Lavia. So here we're saying, the Amma Avriya gets to keep it herself. That's what it says. So Mara has a kash like this. Hai Shivcha Echidom. Either I stay Cyrus, if she ready is a Gedoyla, she has stay Cyrus, my Bayi Gabay. What's she doing at this job? She already goes out free. If she does not have Shtei Cyrus, she's not Gedolah yet. If the father is alive, the avui, it goes to the father. If there's no the father anymore, she should go out Mrs. Av. That's a new chiddush. Dom Rosh Lakish. Amma Avriya, Kana Atzma Mrs. Av. She goes free with the Mrs. Av. She goes but Mrs. Av. She leaves the Shusha Adon. What's the Kavachaymer? Kavachaymer is like this. Masimonim, which is Shtei Cyrus. That's not Moitzi Mishus Av. Like we said, even after she's a Naira, the Shvach still goes to the father. So Simonim, not Moitzi Mishus Av. Still, it's Moitzi Mishus Adon. Misa, that's Moitzi from Mishus Av, because the father can't be Moirish, that's Chos. So Misa of the father is Moitzi Mishus Av. For sure, it's Moitzi from Mishus Adon. That's what Shakos Kavachem. So here, what exactly is the case?
What is
the Misa Av? Yeah. Huh? Right. So it goes to the father.
Why not to the
Odin? Why not to the Odin?
Yeah.
Because that's what he said, that here she's not a Kanani. And why should go to the Odin? Why should go to the Odin? The Odin doesn't own her Messias. I say Eva? He says no Eva here. Why should go to the Odin? It says it goes to herself. That's anyway, Kasha. It's nothing to do with the father. It goes to herself, it says. The question, why does it go to herself? Let it go to her father. If she doesn't have a father, so her father, then she couldn't be sold. And Teretz says, so she had a father when she was sold, now her father died. So we're asking her, Shlokos is Mechadish, that Mises Av, you go out free. So it's a Kasha. So it's like, what's the Shver? Lava Teis for Shlokos? In Mesechus Ketushin, we slug that Shlokos, that you don't go out Mises Av. So if Zagmar no, name a high nami tifta, to have tifta, maybe for this case we have tifta also. Zagmar no, loyal, oilam the Islam, the father's alive. Well, my hare and shalem, what does it mean it belongs to them? La fuke de rabba. It just means that it doesn't belong to the master. But if it says it belongs to them, it doesn't mean their mamish. It means their father. So, echanam. So if it's possible, the father's alive. Aye, what does it mean shalem? It means, it doesn't mean mamish theirs, it means to their father. And fuke doesn't belong to the master. Something more right. It says, Metzias Ishtoi goes, if after Gerishin, after divorce, goes to herself. And it's Mamish Pashut. Gerisha Pshita, like she's divorced. What the havim mean it goes to the husband? Halkamayaskina, Magaresh, Magareshas. It was a case where the Suffolk Magareshas, the husband threw a get at her, and she's not sure if it was close to her or close to him. Domrab Zeir, Ramashmul, Kom Makav Shamacham, Magaresh, Magareshas. By lechayiv mizonisa. Any time the chama say megareshes, emegareshes, the husband's chayiv in the mizonis. So here you would think that since the husband's giving mizonis, maybe the, is still giving the mizonis, even though the divorce, maybe the mitzvah will go to the husband. So Mar explains, but that's not. The Mishnah is saying no, it does not go. It goes to her. Because time Amar Abana Matzias Ish Labayla. Why is Matzias Ish Labayla Kechlod Lava Eva? There shouldn't be any facts. Hacha Isla Eva Veva. Here there is Eva already. We're not being Moshe Eva. They're divorced already. They're basically divorced. They're trying to get divorced. So therefore, we're not worried about any Eva, and therefore the Matzias will go to herself. Ad Kan the Mishnah with the explanation of the Matzias who it belongs to. Zokta Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah, new Sugya. Sugya of Staris. This Sugya of Staris goes till the end of the parak. From Daf Yabez until Daf Chaval at the end of the parak. Zokta Mishnah. Motza Shitrei Chayiv is the way they read it of the Elm Taicha Shtari Chayiv. Motza Shtari Chayiv, Mieshbe Machrayas Nechasim, Liachsir. If you find the Shtar Chayiv is a loan document which says that Reuven owes Shimon money. So if there's a Chrayas Nechasim, which means if it says in the Shtar that the Loiv's properties are Meshuvah to this, then lo yachzer, you shouldn't give it back. Shebezim from him, because Bezim will collect from the lekuchos, collect from the karkois. Ain't be mechayis nechasim, but if there's no chayis nechasim, then yachzer, then you give it back to the malva. She ain't Bezim from him, because Bezim doesn't collect from the lekuchos. Divrei Ramei, that's pshat Ramei. We have to explain pshat. Obviously, we don't know pshat. V'cham ba'imrim, ben kachabeich lo yachzer, shouldn't give back either way. But she Bezim from him, because Bezim collects with it, at least from him, collects from the loyber. So don't give it back. So Ramea says it's totally in if there's Shibud Karka. And Chum say, no, either way you don't return it. Is Bezin's going to collect from it, then maybe it was paid already, it was lost, so we don't know. Bezin from it. So that's our Mishnah. Obviously this Mishnah needs a big Yeshua. We have to explain, from the Gemara we'll explain this Mishnah. Zog the Gemara. B'maya Eskina. What are we talking about over here? Ilema, we found a document, someone found it. Now we have here a loiv and a malva. Well, what's the loiv saying? What's the malva saying over here? If the case is, the loiv is saying, you know, I didn't pay it. It's a homesh, it's a good choiv. I did not pay it. Give it back to the malva. See, if there's a shemadim, why can't you return it? Hamayda is being maida. Are you going to ask me, a very good kasha, you can ask me, the lachayra, you're right, he's maida, but lachayra, how could he maida makam shechav lachayrim? Here is being maida, he's making a bad for the lakuchas. So that, the Gemara holds right now, that it's not a problem. Why not? So Shmuel Rozovsky says, the lum this is, that Be'etzem, the shtar, has Edim the shtar, it's the shtar that's collecting. It's nothing to do with my Hadas Ba'din. Hadas Ba'din just says that the Aveda goes back to the Malva. That I didn't lose it, you lost it. And that Hadas Ba'din is fine. I'm saying it's Aveda. Now, the power to collect is nothing to do with my Hadar. It has to do with the Shtar. And therefore, it's not called Hadas Ba'din Makom Shechav L'Acher. And the Mara says, if Chayiv Moida, give it back. If it ain't Chayiv Moida, ki ain't behem Achrayis Nechos, ma yachse. Even if it doesn't have a Shibudim, Meshavadim, why giving it back? Need the Lord Gov, Meshavadim, Meshavadim, we got me Gov. The Lord is saying, I paid it up. Why are you giving it back to the Malva? You're going to collect from me again. I have money also. So what's going on over here? So tomorrow, loyalam, because chayiv moida, avad and chayiv is moida. V'achayin taima. So what's the reason over here? Chayiv moida. So why don't we give it back by mishabadim? Why don't we give it back? V'achayin taima. The kashin and shem and kosel lovas benisa lovat tishrei. We're worried that maybe it's a mekdamim. That really the star says nisam and it wasn't lent until tishrei. Then they go collect from mishabadim. V'also the mitzvah of the kuchos like a din. They don't collect on the kuchos, shaloi kadin. That's what they're going to do. They collect on the kuchos, shaloi kadin. That's the problem over here. So if it has no mishabadim, so then the guy's being moida. Of course he gives it back because he owes the money. He's masking. But if you collect mishabadim, we're worried that this star is a muktim. It's not a good star. It's not a kosher star. Frank the Gemara, Yechikol star yosakam aneichu shaloi hachi. Every star that comes with a date, let's say, oh, the date's not real. They really lent the money later on. Hey, look for Shabbat from Nisan, really happened in Tishrei. So the Gemara calls story, loy rei. All stars don't have a reisa. Hani rei. This star has a reisa. So at the bottom, Rashi, hani rei. Hoyul v'nofal isra. It got a reisa. The shloim ha'im hoyul kosher nizabai. It doesn't sound good. The optics is not good. You lose something. Obviously, it's just a great star, not a great star. It must be a possible star. That's what we think. So therefore, we are already chayshish. But if you hold on to it, then we're not chayshish. But afraid to if you chayshish the thing, so el hod the tanan koysvim star leloy va'apish ein malva imoy. It says in the Mishnah, you let it write the star even before the malva shows up. The loy wants to have a star ready before the malva shows up. Lechatchil hechesvinu neches shem akosav lovis mis. I'm able to write the date for nisam leivat history. Once you're writing the star without the malva, without the avoyer, so then you're running into problems. You're right, there's no reis, but how lechatchila do we allow you to do this, but where it's possible to come to this? What's pshat? How would we ever allow you to write a star without the malva there? Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, v'shtori hakno. On top of that, if you give Amar Aleph, v'shtori hakno. Doshabed nafshei. The answer is that there is a way that it's mutter to write a star without the malva here, and we're not worried about having a star muktam. That's a shtari akna, which means I am makne my nechosim to you, say if I'm going to make a hava or not a hava from today. I have a power to do that. I can take a kinyan sudo, make a kinyan sudo, make a kinyan, then my fields or my properties, I'm going to shuvah to you from today. There's two ways to make a shibud, either with the hava, by me borrowing money, that creates a lien, or I can make a kinyan to create a lien. And the story, the only way we're saying you're allowed to write a star without the malva there, if it's a star hakna, which means you wrote in the star that you're making a kinyan that you're mashabed yourself from today. And therefore it's no shayla of muktim. The story akna, doshivin nafshe. Freiti Gemara. If that's the case, then let's back show what our case of our Mishnah is. Yochi, masisim diktoni. Our Mishnah says like this. Yes, but mechayis dechosim, lo yachzer. You shouldn't give it back. Why not? Vekimna kashachayiv moida. And we said stein that the chayiv was moida. You have to realize, just explain Rameyah so far, I didn't explain the chum yet. We said, the case was the chayiv was moida. And we said that why don't you give it back if it has meshubadim? Because we're scared, mishum shema caused a little bit of release of Allah Tishrei. We're scared it's a muktim. V'asa mitvah v'kuchash like a din. You neglect from a kuchash like a din. Amayla yachzer. Why shouldn't you give it back? Nechzi, let's see. Ibn shtari akna, if it's shtari akna, so give it back. And if it's not a star kno, so there's no chash. There's no chash. We don't do that. We never write it like that. We never write it. Even a raise, so we don't write something like that. It never happens. Omale Ravasi. No. Avagad the story lava kno, even though it's not a star kno, kileka malva vade lo kasvinon. Mastisim kiv the nafal israel. There is a reisa. V'chashin and debelik v'rekasim. It's like we just spoke out that, no, maybe not. The reisa is so strong, even though you never do such a thing, because you don't write it, it's also doable when I start, no? And still, there's a chance, once the reisa, we think anything can happen. It was taka muktam. That's what we think, maybe it's a muktam. And therefore, that's the pshat. So we're going to stop here before we see a bayit. If there's another pshat in our Mishnah, we'll stop right here and say explain pshat again. The case Rameyer says that he finds a shtar chayiv, you only give it back if there's no meshubadim. But if it's meshubad, if your properties are meshubad, you don't give it back. And the Gemara said, we're talking about chayiv moida, because if not, you don't give it back at all. It's chayiv moida, so what's the problem? So Gemara says, because you're worried that it, even though he's Mechayim Moida, but you wrote it, it says it was Zman for Nisan. It really was not lent until Tishrei. And therefore, we're scared to give it back and collect. So, frankly, so every time I have a chash. So, finally, Gemara's Teretz is, there's never a chash. You never write a star that way. You never write a star that way. And the only time you write a star that way is if you have a star, no. You don't write a star before the Malva shows up. You don't do that. I hear, why is there a chash? Since it fell, it looks like a smelly fish here. It's not a kosher star. That's why he lost it. And therefore, we will be chayshish that was written a muktim, and was written by Nisan, and it really was not lent until Tishrei. And therefore, over here, with the halach is that it's not that you can't give it back because here there's a reis that's in the fell, and we're worried that you neglect from the kukos shaloi kedin.